Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
England's World Cup dream has ended in heartbreak after a 2-1 semifinal defeat to Argentina in Atlanta, extinguishing hopes of a first men's World Cup final appearance since 1966. Anthony Gordon gave England the lead with a second-half strike, and for a brief, electric moment, it seemed the night might finally belong to England. But from that point on, the team touched the ball just 12% of the time and completed only 18 passes in the opposition half over the following 37 minutes. Thomas Tuchel shifted to a back five after the hydration break, sacrificing pace and any counterattacking threat. Then compounded that decision by bringing on defender Ezri Konsa in the 72nd minute to replace Gordon, before throwing on Dan Byrne and Nico O'Reilly in the 82nd minute, effectively setting up camp in England's own area. Argentina, suddenly handed space to operate, took full advantage. Enzo Fernandez equalized from range, before Lionel Messi provided the cross for Lautaro Martinez to head home the winner in the 92nd minute, sending the reigning champions into their second consecutive World Cup final, where they will face Spain. Tuchel's in-game decisions have drawn sharp and widespread criticism. Former England captain Wayne Rooney told the BBC that Tuchel got it wrong, arguing the approach was too passive and that top managers go more front-footed to change the tempo rather than sitting deeper. At his post-match press conference, Tuchel said the team gave everything and were very, very close, adding that he had no regrets at that moment, a defense that rang hollow to many observers who felt the tactical decisions were self-defeating in real time. Despite the intensity of the scrutiny, the Football Association is standing by the 52-year-old German coach. FA Chief Executive Mark Bullingham called the defeat heartbreaking, but praised Tuchel and the squad for everything they gave during the tournament. Tuchel himself had already signed a contract extension in February, covering him through to Euro 2028, a tournament England co-hosts alongside Wales, Scotland, and the Republic of Ireland, and he has confirmed he will remain in the role. The broad assessment across outlets, including the BBC, is that he will be given Euro 2028, but that he must win it, on home soil or go. England's tournament is not quite over, with a third-place playoff against France awaiting in Miami. Tuchel made clear the team will approach it professionally, even while acknowledging that no England or French player truly wants to be in that match rather than the final. England's World Cup dream dies against Argentina, and now the search for a new manager begins. Thomas Tuchel is facing intense pressure to resign after England's semi-final defeat to Argentina, with critics arguing his defensive tactics wasted a rare chance to end 6 decades of hurt. The bookmakers have already drawn up a list of 10 candidates to replace him, topped by Pep Guardiola, who recently left Manchester City. The Football Association will be aware that chances to hire Guardiola are rare, though questions remain about whether his methods can work with the limited access an international manager gets to his players. Eddie Howe sits second in the betting, with his position at Newcastle under growing pressure, making a move to the national job potentially well-timed. Further down the list, Carlo Ancelotti is also available, having struggled in the Brazil hot seat following their World Cup exit to Norway. Graham Potter has extended his contract with Sweden until 2030 and appears content to stay out of the English spotlight after difficult spells at Chelsea and West Ham. Lee Carsley is seen as a potential caretaker option rather than a permanent appointment, while Mauricio Pochettino, despite his strong record in England, may be ruled out by the nation's raw feelings after the Argentina defeat. England's heartbreaks keep on coming. Since 1966, England have been collecting tournament heartbreaks like most people collect regrets, and a new ranking of the 14 most painful defeats since 1990 reminds fans just how much misery the Three Lions have delivered. The list stretches from the shameful collapse against Iceland at Euro 2016, all the way through the penalty shootout traumas that have become almost a national tradition. The 1990 semifinal against West Germany in Turin, the Euro 96 heartbreak on home soil with Gareth Southgate, yes, that Gareth Southgate, missing the decisive penalty, and the Euro 2020 final against Italy, all feature near the top. England lost that final to Italy on penalties, despite Luke Shaw scoring inside the first 2 minutes and Jordan Pickford saving two spot kicks, with Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, and Bukayo Saka all failing to convert. The most recent addition to the list is the 2026 World Cup quarterfinal, where Anthony Gordon put England ahead early in the second half against Argentina, only for two late goals to end the dream just 5 minutes from a final. Across the decades, the recurring themes are clear: defensive retreats, penalty failures, and decisions that left managers and fans alike questioning everything. Whether the pattern will ever be broken remains the great unanswered question of English football.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from One Football and its news partners, and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.